KXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report in Tehran.
Allahu Akbar.
Protesters are demanding retaliation for Israeli airstrikes that targeted the country's nuclear program and its scientists and senior military leaders. CBS's Natalie Brand at the White House says other countries are hoping this doesn't spread.
World leaders are calling for de-escalation, and the Trump administration stresses the U.S. was not part of the operation. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the top priority is protecting American forces in the region.
Oil prices have jumped to a five-month high. CBS's Jason Brooks says there are concerns about ships getting through the strategic Strait of Hormuz.
An analyst with financial firm ING says a serious disruption in the strait would hike the price of oil to around $120 a barrel. Research firm T.S. Lombard, however, says that if the U.S. refrains from intervening, that will lessen the threat to oil supplies.
Iran's supreme leader now says Iranian armed forces will leave Israel helpless. CBS News special report. I'm Chris.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. One of the big stories during the Wisconsin Supreme Court race this year was Elon Musk giving out cash to voters. Now some voters are suing, saying that Musk bribed voters. Svenna Tome Olsen reports.
Musk gave $100 to registered voters who signed a petition, and they also had a chance to win $1 million. Initially, Musk framed it as basically a thank you for voting, but he deleted a post where he said that, then later said people were eligible for signing that petition against activist judges. Eventually, Musk handed over $2 million checks to two Wisconsin voters. Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit asking judges to stop Musk's plan just before it happened, but the state Supreme Court declined to hear the case. Now, the election watchdog nonprofit Wisconsin Democracy Campaign has filed a lawsuit accusing Musk of bribing voters. The group is asking the courts to declare that Musk and the PAC he's affiliated with broke the law, have them pay damages, and bar anyone from doing this in the future in Wisconsin. The suit also claims Musk was running an illegal lottery. State law bans anyone from giving someone more than a dollar to incentivize them to vote or to vote for a specific person.
Meanwhile, Attorney General Josh Call says President Donald Trump is deploying the military to protests in California is unlawful. Wisconsin has joined a group of states filing briefs pushing back against what Call says is, quote, not normal and must not become normalized. Call says the president's decree to call up the National Guard isn't specific to Los Angeles or California. It's authorizing the military anywhere for 60 days. Call's brief argues states need their National Guard units to be ready to act, and responding to protesters could keep them from performing vital duties. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
It's the Brewers and the Redbirds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and Cardinals tonight. The Crew with a 6-0 shutout of the Cards last night, thanks to Jacob Mizorowski in his first major league start. One of his fastballs measured at 102 miles per hour. Meanwhile, Aaron Civale upset he's being moved from the starting rotation to the bullpen and says he wants to be traded.
There's no ill will towards anybody in the city. It's been great home to me and my wife for the past year. I know there's probably going to be some animosity towards this type of thing. There's a negative connotation when this type of thing comes around, but just trying to do what's best.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy responded.
I mean, we deal with players being unhappy all the time, and that's their right to do, and Aaron's got a great history, and he's performed well for this organization, and now it's time for him to go behave.
In college football, the Wisconsin Badgers fined by the NCAA for some recruitment violations, making calls to prospective players before the start date 2 years ago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today with breezy winds, scattered showers, some storms, and highs cooler only reaching the upper 50s. The chances of rain continuing to roll through tonight, scattered through tomorrow, highs will get a little warmer to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Matt Nair on Air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Keldon Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actress Stephanie Gurno, comedian Steve Hofstetter, and it's a bar band Friday night, so I'm joined by Max Inc. host Rocker, who is filling in for Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Full Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. Donald Trump has just canceled the work permits of over a half million people who are in this country legally but are not U.S. citizens. Migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. A half a million people. These people all have work permits, which means they're all working, right? These are the people that, I mean, they're doing the right thing, right? I mean, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're legally working. They've been assigned the equivalent of a Social Security number. They have paperwork that says, yes, you may, be in the United States. You may work in the United States. But, hey, they're not white people. They're almost entirely brown, well, Cuban, Haitian, the Cubans, brown people, Haitians, black people, Nicaraguans and Venezuelans, brown people, and some black people. So, hey, get them out of the country. We're trying to turn America white again. It's make America white again. This has been, you know, this whole make America great again thing. It's BS. Great is a stand-in word for white, just like woke is a stand-in word for black people. I mean, it doesn't take a high level of sophistication or intellect to decode Trump's dog whistles. All right, it's not just Trump's. It's the entire friggin' administration. Hell, it's the entire GOP these days. And now to compound the insanity, here is Pete Hegseth coming along saying, yeah, let's seize Greenland and Panama by force. I mean, this is crazy that he's Greenland, Panama. Adam Smith, the congressman, the Democratic congressman from Washington State, asked him about this yesterday. He said, do you have plans to take Greenland or Panama by force? And Hegseth said, and I quote, our job at the Defense Department is to have plans for any contingency. So then Adam Smith says, but do you have plans to take Greenland by force? And Hegseth said, our job at the Defense Department is to have plans for any contingency. And so he said, do you plan on taking Panama by force? Our job at the Defense Department is that, he said this three times. Now, what Adam Smith probably should have asked next is, do you have plans to conquer Mars? Do you have plans to conquer, I don't know, Chicago?
Our job at the Defense Department is to have plans for any contingency.
So then Congressman Mike Turner, who I have met Mike Turner, he is... In fact, I met him in the office of a Democratic United States senator. Mike Turner's a Republican. And I believe he's on the Intelligence Committee.
In fact, I'm quite sure he is. It's a whole long story. Anyway, so Mike Turner says, it is not your testimony today that there are plans for the Pentagon for taking by force or invading Greenland, correct? In other words, you're not telling us that you have plans to take Greenland. Is that right? And Hegseth refuses to answer the question. He says, our job at the Defense Department is to have plans for any. And at that point, Turner cuts him off and says, I sure as hell hope that's not your testimony. And so Hegseth then says, we look forward to working with Greenland to ensure that it is secured from any potential threats. Right. Thank you. This is nuts. Representative Salud Carbajal, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, a California Democrat, said to Hegseth, and this is, talk about speaking truth to power, said, you are an embarrassment to this country, you are unfit to lead, and you should just get the hell out. And then Dan Kane, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who was sitting next to Hegseth, he was asked about Trump giving a campaign speech to troops who then applauded and that they had been picked for their political positions and that there were no fat soldiers and mostly men and mostly white people. And so Dan Kane was asked about that. And he said, I don't know anything about that. So then Hegseth gets into a debate about women in the military. He said he's worked to remove diversity programs and political correctness from the military. So Representative Chrissy Houlihan, a Democrat of Pennsylvania, demanded to know if Hegseth believes that both men and women can pull a trigger, cause death, operate a drone, or launch a missile. And Hegseth said, it depends on the context. Women carry equipment differently. Where do they come up with these people? Oh, they get them from Fox News. Of course. No surprise there. Ay. And then finally, Bernie Sanders is bringing the Fighting Oligarchy Tour to Mike Johnson's hometown. This is cool. Bernie is so great. This is just incredible. Representative Greg Cesar and Beto O'Rourke are going to make special appearances when he goes to Texas. Sanders will target deep red districts currently held by Republicans, including the hometown of Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson. The force serves as a pressure campaign aiming to force vulnerable congresspeople to vote against any cuts to Medicaid, housing, nutrition, education, and other basic needs. Musical guests will include Lunar Heart and El Dusty in McAllen, Texas, Sweet Crude in Shreveport, Louisiana, the Get Up Kids in Parker Millsap in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the Old 97s and MSB Choir in Fort Worth. Yay, music! Tickets are not required, but they do ask that you RSVP. So this is one of those moments, and Bernie is bringing it to them. God bless him. Where are the other Democrats? Why is Bernie the only one doing this? The article that I just read on this did not specify whether he was bringing AOC with him. She participated in the last round. We'll see. But what a man. I was so honored that for 11 years, every single Friday, Bernie was on this program for a full hour taking calls from y'all. Anyhow, so that's it for me for the news for the day. What's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. AJ in La Mesa, California. Hey, AJ, happy weekend. What's up?
And happy weekend to you too, Tom. With your permission, I'd like to share with listeners a brief screed that readers of the New York Times and Washington Post may have seen.
If it's very brief, I discourage people from reading on the air because unless you're a professional,
I know you do,
it usually doesn't work. But go for it.
I understand. It's about 65 seconds.
Okay.
Pierre-Augustin Caron de Beaumarchais, the dramatist behind Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro and Rossini's The Barber of Seville, was more than the mere playwright. He was a revolutionary who shaped the 18th century. He also speaks directly to the 21st. In the radical fervor that drives Beaumarchais' play that became Mozart's opera, the dramatic Figaro has a famous incendiary speech, quote, "Because you are a great nobleman," he says to the Count, "you think you are a great genius. Nobility, fortune, rank, position, how proud they make a man feel. What have you done to deserve such advantages? Put yourself to the trouble of being born. Nothing more. For the rest, a very ordinary man." In the case of one Donald J. Trump, his sole effort and success in life is in having been born, for which it is his mother who actually gets the credit or blame, as it were. Indeed, Trump does not even reach the lowest bar of being merely ordinary. What he does succeed in being, however, is a psychopath, misanthrope, and sadist, as well as a megalomaniac and pathological liar, not to mention a convicted felon and adjudicated rapist. Tom, thank you, and safe weekend to Louise and you.
Thank you, AJ, and that was a good one. That, you know, it's, you know, okay to break the rules once in a while. Thanks, AJ. Mike in Sacramento. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Oh, good morning, Tom. I just wanted to add to your brick comment earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Broward County Sheriff, in a press conference, made a comment that if you throw a brick in Broward County, we will kill you dead.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, the other
and he's
thing
responding
is,
to this right-wing hysteria that is based on absolutely nothing. I mean, or it's based on actually old pictures from other places that are being spread by right-wingers who are just, you know, basically trying to start a war in the United States. They and Trump
I agree.
Help them.
The other quick thing, the
yeah.
Fort Bragg speech was a clear violation of the UTMJ. In 1966, I was drafted into the military. I took an oath, and you know, under that oath, I was advised of the UTMJ.
Yeah, yeah, no, Trump broke the law. He absolutely did, and so did the commanders who allowed this. Mike, thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. Yeah,
it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket. It.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you harassed
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. Back your rights. Here comes Bernie. All righty, what's on your mind? Bruce in Stony Brook, New York. Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Good evening. Good day, Tom. I really love your show, and you really have some interesting even predictions for the future that I was listening and waiting for. I have two short issues. The first one is immigration. My opinion, we have to get off this immigration thing. It's eye candy. It's chasing shiny objects. We're constantly focusing on immigration. The real issue is the budget, and we need to focus on that. We're looking at indebtedness for our children and grandchildren, the death of science in America, and also our national security. The other one is, I had spoken to you earlier on this, and it's my initiative for Give Blue Its Due. The southern red states are cheating us. They're gerrymandering, and our response is we have to play fair, and we need our governors to tell their governors that if they don't change their laws and get with fair districting, that we're going to change our laws. So that we have a chance to own the House of Representatives, which is in their hands due to gerrymandering only.
I entirely agree. And not only do I think that every blue state in the country right now should be gerrymandering the crap out of their states, but I also think that the secretaries of state in every blue state in the country right now should be mailing postcards into largely Republican neighborhoods, so that if those people don't return the postcards, they get stripped from the voting rolls. That will produce howls of outrage from the Republicans and might lead to something that causes them to stop doing this to us. I really think that sometimes you have to fight fire with fire.
Maybe get the news to focus on this stuff, because they love to chase the shiny object.
Yeah, no, I agree. I wrote an op-ed about this maybe 6 months ago, you know, saying exactly what I just said a minute ago, and ran it by a couple of Democratic members of Congress, and they were like, oh, we can't do that. And I'm like, oh, God. Anyhow, Bruce, thank you. I got to move along. CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, CJ, you got the last minute here of this half hour.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be quick then. I think we need to talk about that. Earlier you were talking about why the billionaires getting more through the tax breaks.
Mm-hmm.
I think we ought to talk about the elephant in the room of why billionaires, at least some of these sociopathic billionaires, the morally rich, why they want so much money, more than they could ever spend. I don't think it's as much about them getting richer. It's that they don't feel rich unless they have hordes of poor people to look down on that are scrabbling in the dirt as their peasants and serfs.
Well, that's an interesting theory. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, they want to be lords of the manor.
yeah. You don't know you're rich if you
lords
can't compare yourself to the poor. There's a lot of logic to that, CJ. I can't dispute it. CJ, thank you. That was very insightful. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend right after this break here at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
Paid for. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from WGBW in Green Bay, Wisconsin, along with the morning crew here, Mino and the Mayor. Find out all things Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Wisconsin has 3 lakes in the top 25 lake vacation destinations. Lisa Hale has the details.
Travel and Leisure magazine called out 3 of the over 15,000 lakes in Wisconsin as being among the best lake vacation spots in the nation. Lake Superior in Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin is number 1 on that list. Lake Winnebago in northeast Wisconsin made the list at number 8. And Lake Michigan on the borders of Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, and Illinois comes in at number 12. Wisconsin is the only state that made the top 25 lakes 3 times.
And I'm sure you've heard, there's invasive species in some of our Wisconsin waters. Few of our very own inland lakes and rivers contain aquatic diseases or small and hard-to-see invasive species like spiny water fleas.
They're pretty small organisms, so it is challenging to see them because they're translucent. They're kind of clear, but technically you can see them with the naked eye if you look very closely because they'll often clump together with their neighbors and friends and make these kind of gummy, waddy clumps on fishing lines or fishing nets. But it'd be very easy for boaters and anglers to not see them floating in the water or floating in their live well.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. They're a non-native invasive species that has caused a lot of challenges in Wisconsin lakes.
Refer to them sometimes as like little mini chicken nuggets. Young fish, juvenile fish will want to try to eat them, but because they have these spines on the back, it can often prevent them from being able to digest them, and so it can be deadly for the fish.
And they also outcompete other critters their size that are healthier for our waters.
And so whether you're kayaking or canoeing or fishing on the lake, draining all of the water from anything that you have, we just want to make sure we're not taking water from one place to another.
I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Damp and dreary today with breezy winds, scattered showers, some storms, and highs cooler only reaching the upper 50s. The chances of rain continuing to roll through tonight, scattered through tomorrow, highs will get a little warmer to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha ha ha, how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, author Laura Bird talks to us about noteworthy memoirs to put on your reading list. And what's the difference between a memoir and an autobiography?
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
So much for all of your support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
CB Distillery's Stock Up Sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, dealing with daily stress, or need relief after a tough workout, you've got to check out CB Distillery. They have natural plant-based solutions for just about everything. This isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD that people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery's sleep products. Personally, that's what I'm going to be stocking up on, their sleep gummies. They really work. And they make it so easy for you to find exactly what you need on their website. You can shop by benefits, you know, sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine and you've been curious about trying CBD, now is the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. So discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code VIP. That's VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. cbdistillery.com, code VIP.
So we'll never see. It's not the poor who ignite the fight. It's those with power clinging tight to their might. Can America avoid another civil war when the rich and the mighty cross every door with fear and division? They'll tear. We've seen it before, the powerful rise, holding tight to the wealth while the people cry. When the walls start to shake, they won't let go. They'd rather light the fuse than lose control. Can America avoid another civil war when the rich and the mighty cross every door with fear and division? They'll tear us apart.
Back there, 6 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Caleb in Chicago. Hey, Caleb, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call, and happy Father's Day this weekend to you.
Thank you. Back at you.
Thank you. Really quickly, before I just briefly get on my topic, I just wanted to say, piggybacking on what you just said in the previous segment, we need to also make sure we're challenging Republican voters in the states where we can do it. I believe that's the one way we're going to be able to force them to stop challenging Democratic votes and getting us kicked off the voter rolls.
Yeah, I agree.
Just really quickly, I apologize just to go off on a topic, but I really do believe it pertains to today. I'll admit I'm kind of a Star Wars. I love watching Star Wars, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I've often looked at, you know, things like the pyramids all around the world that we still can't replicate today because of the technology. And I'm starting to believe that through time, knowledge has been wiped out from men like Trump, from the fear, look at how they're destroying science. They're destroying things that actually help them, but it's because of the fear of losing control, at least the way that I look at it. I believe this has happened throughout history.
Oh, sure. Sure. One of the cardinal characteristics of dictatorships is that they hate science and they promote religion instead. And they use religion as Marx called it the opiate of the masses. They use it as a vehicle to manipulate people. It's absolutely, every single dictatorship you can name hated science. I mean, Hitler hated science so much that a whole bunch of rocket scientists fled Germany, came here, and helped us build the bomb.
Exactly. I heard you say that the other day, and that just kind of prompted my thought on this. Throughout my life, I'm now, almost 50, but I've really thought that we have probably been more intelligent in the past, mm-hmm. and that somehow, I used to think it was maybe through mass extinction events or, floods, something like that. Probably was too, but I'm beginning to think that it has also been wiped out from us, fellow man, and our pride, certain people trying to keep control of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense, Caleb, and I think you're absolutely right. And remember the Scopes monkey trial? I mean, we went through this in 1924, I think was the year, where they went after the high school teacher who was teaching, Darwin's theory of evolution. And, it's nothing new. It's as old as humanity in all probability. The Catholic Church went after Galileo, remember? It really goes back. So, yeah.
There's many examples of it.
Yeah, excellent point, Caleb. I have to move along, but thank you. That was great.
Thank you.
Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, quickly, that I saw yesterday at Democratic Underground, it was actually produced by Occupy Democrats. They had a wonderful poster of sit down and explaining why you should sit down. Really, in fact, if anybody, the reason is if there's any kind of violence, sit down so that the people doing the violence stand out. Don't try and stop them. Don't engage with them. Just sit down. It was a great poster. Like I said, I saw it on That's Democratic brilliant. Underground.
Okay, yeah. So I was wondering, you know, because I've had several people call and talk about that, and I had not seen it anywhere, so thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. If you get a chance, I would tell everybody to spread that around. Yeah. Quickly, I'm thinking maybe Kamala doesn't want to run again. Otherwise, I don't know.
I think she's going to run for governor of California. And, you know.
Yeah, but the reason I wanted to call you, I don't know if anybody's brought it up today. Did you see David Hogg's letter to the explaining why he wasn't going to run for the DNC chairmanship?
I did.
I mean, he lost his seat. He could have ran for it again, but he decided not to run again.
Right.
And I thought his letter was just brilliant. And I'm.
Yeah.
You know, this is not an anti-aging thing. I fall into the category of being able to remember how happy everybody was when dirt was invented. And this guy was what we need in the Democratic Party. If you get a chance to check out his letter.
Yeah, no, I read it. I read it, and I agree with him. And one of his big points was, you know, I'm not going after old farts, although there's a number of them that I have gone after. But I'm going after them not because they're old, but because they're ineffective. You've got some really old people like Bernie Sanders who are out there kicking ass. This is not about
age. Yeah.
And then you've got these corporate Democrats, you know, like Jared Golden yesterday came out and trash talked Alex Padilla. You know, Jared Golden, he's a Democrat from Maine, and he's basically on the take with the big corporations. He's one of these so-called problem solvers. We're on the corporate side. And
David Hogg's point. Yeah. No, like I said, if you read it, I just wanted to call in and say that is worth reading. And I could not agree with more. We need more of him. That was just brilliant what he wrote.
I completely agree. And I'm just astonished that what's Ken's last name? The new DNC chair, Ken Martin, that Ken did this whole wimpy thing of, you know, you kept me from being effective and you're hurting the party and all. Come on, Ken, stand up on your own two damn feet.
It reminds me of like I told you about Dick Durbin. It's like Dick Durbin, I mean, God bless him, but it seemed to me he would, you know, oh, yeah, we lost democracy, but at least we maintained decorum.
Yeah, yeah, and blue slips.
You know, that kind of attitude. And I'm like, no, anyway, I'm repeating myself here. But, yeah, David Hogg's letter, it's worth a read, and I could not agree with him more.
Yeah, ditto. Ed, thank you. Sonny in Kyle, Texas. Hey, Sonny, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking, you know, the National Guard and the Marines, you know, they're people, you know, and if they're able to, people that are going to the protest, take some food. Take tacos and burritos and cakes and pies and feed the guys. You know, our government's not doing a good job taking care of them. You know, it's a BS assignment, like they said.
Yeah, that's another meme that's going around. There's that picture that the Associated Press, I believe it was, published 2 or 3 days ago of the soldiers sleeping on the floor. And now you've got right wingers all over Twitter saying, oh, it's a photoshopped, or oh, it's from the operation, you know, from being deployed to Iraq back in the day or something. No, it's real. It's real. You're absolutely right. Sonny, thank you. I've got a caller here. Last four digits are 8798. I don't know who, you know, you want to give us your name and where you're calling from?
Stan, from a Chicano born in East L.A.
Okay, Stan, thank you. What's on your mind today?
All right. What's on my mind is I was listening to Miss Jesuits the other day, and Sonali Kohatkar was on being interviewed, and she says she's from Pasadena, and that Altadena, given the fire and everything, and Pasadena and South Pasadena have just conflated their name to DENA, D-E-N-A, and it stands for De-escalate Enemies National Assault. Enemies is with an apostrophe, you know, that this is a national assault, and we need to get together. And so she's calling for all of Pasadena, this DENA area, and the San Gabriel Valley, all of these towns, La Puente and San Gabriel and all around Glendale, to all get together one day. They're setting it up to be at the Rose Bowl to fill that thing with 100,000 people who are just done with all this stuff. And as a Chicano, I am so proud of Alex Padilla doing what he did.
Yeah,
every honest Chicano ought to do that. Yeah. Every honest Chicano needs to stand up, especially those of us who served in the military.
Yeah.
We need to stand up against this ridiculousness, this unconstitutional Trump, whatever he is. He's horrible.
Yeah.
So I thank you so much for taking my call. It's the first time I've ever gotten through. And I'm glad your machinery broke down because it rung right through. So thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Stan. It's great to hear from you. Alex Padilla is one of my new heroes. I mean, he is the son of Mexican immigrants who got green cards and ultimately got their citizenship. Did it the right way. Yeah. He's such a good guy, and he's speaking truth to power, and we need more of that. So, Stan, thank you.
Cool.
It's great to hear from you, and I look forward to future conversations. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, talk media for the sane among us. A little insanity out there in Washington, D.C. Hopefully we can, you know, bring sanity back to this country. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media. Right back with your calls in just a moment.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Tarrant County, Texas County Commissioners approved a new county redistricting map June 3rd, diluting the votes of Black and Hispanic voters. But commissioners claim the gerrymandering was for political, not racial reasons. The map likely eliminates a majority-minority district and has drawn widespread condemnation and a Voting Rights Act lawsuit. County Commissioners and Senior County Official Judge Tim O'Hare brought in the Conservative Public Interest Legal Foundation and the National Republican Redistricting Trust to draw the map, according to reporting by Democracy Docket. Their efforts apparently manipulated the districts to gain another GOP County Commission seat and a 4-to-1 advantage. Analysis by the UCLA Voting Rights Project and Southern Methodist University found the approved map packed District 2 Black and Hispanic voters into District 1, reducing the chance a Black or Hispanic candidate would be elected in District 2. Because the county staggers election cycles for different districts, it also disenfranchised as many as 150,000 voters, heavily Black and Hispanic, who can't vote in their current district's 2026 election and must wait until 2028. Voters sued under the VRA and the 14th and 15th Amendments. The commissioners claimed that they gerrymandered for political advantage, to which the Supreme Court turns a blind eye, and not racial discrimination. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. The deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. So give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Shop, S-H-O-P, Mando, M-A-N-D-O.com. And to get your 20% off site-wide, use that code TOM, T-H-O-M.
But we knew the score. Now he's sending troops to settle old score. From L.A. streets to the Capitol's dome. He's making this land feel less like home. He's a dictator with a MAGA crown. Turning our freedoms upside down. Laughs off the laws. Says it's just a game. But democracy's torch is losing its flame. Deportations rise, rights decline. Protests met with military lines. Governors sued, voices suppressed. In this new era, who'll be next? He's a dictator with a MAGA crown. Turning our freedoms upside down.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Michael in Somerville, South Carolina. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Great program today. What's on my mind is seeing what the Republicans are doing now is really, really bad. First of all, they arrested a mayor and a congresswoman. Then they did what to Padilla. He's going to ask the question, and they haul him out and throw him on the ground. And
this is how dictators work.
That's how dictators work, and we have a dictator in charge of the country right now.
Yeah.
And I hope tomorrow people will be out. I'm getting to where I'm a little too old to do much anymore. I mean, I'll be 86 next month.
Wow.
And so I, but your show is wonderful. And you let us talk, and thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you, Michael. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. If you're a father, happy Father's Day, and thanks for the call. I have a caller here. The last four digits of your number are 8977. It says you're calling from Edmonton, Canada. Can you hear me? One, two, three. Hello?
Okay.
Yep.
No, he's
thanks so much.
Apparently not listening. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Do you remember that old song, Beatles song, Nowhere Man?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, imagine if we had masked protesters singing that song all day long.
Yeah, do you know the story behind that song?
I don't know. I don't think I've heard about that.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm wondering if it was, political or if it was just, some personal song. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
but the other thing is get your free speech donations in today.
There you go. Yeah. Last day for the free speech fundraiser. Thanks for that, Clay. I got to move along, but thank you and happy weekend, Clay. Patrick in Sherman Oaks, California. Hey, Patrick. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm from Santa Clarita.
Santa Clarita. I'll fix that. Thank you. What's on your mind?
No problem. I just want to say I think really that Dems need to understand that Republicans are not on our side and is already clearly defined that we are their enemy. So I don't think that the use of the term colleague has ever been used by them in, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 elections.
Yeah.
They don't even think of it as colleagues. And I don't think that's I think they need to get over that. The ones that come on your show, they're always speaking as colleagues. People that call in, they try to speak.
Our friends on the other side.
Yeah. They don't.
Increasingly, they're still saying those things, Patrick, but they're doing it with a voice dripping with sarcasm. Which I think accomplishes what your point.
Yeah, I think to get over that, and then when we use the word, when you speak of Trump or Musk or anybody, associate them always with Republicans. Always, Trump and the Republicans, Musk and the Republicans. I think word association is important here.
I agree. I completely agree. Patrick, I'm out of time, but thank you for the call. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Karna Verdi, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the wonderful people who helped put this program together and bring it to you, along with the fine people at all the various networks and radio stations and TV stations and whatnot that carry us. Thank you. And this weekend, get out there, get active, be peaceful, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom from Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom from Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in the hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511. because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Air raid sirens are sounding across Israel as missiles are fired by Iran. Plumes of smoke are visible in Tel Aviv. This is what it sounds like in the city. CBS's Olivia Gazis on whether the strikes have eliminated Iran's nuclear capability.
We don't know whether Israeli actions are successful in eliminating Iran's capabilities to create a nuclear bomb or accelerate them, whether they are a death blow to the existing regime or whether they invigorate it.
And from the White House, CBS's Weijia Zhang reports on the effects of the attacks on Iran nuclear talks. The
question is whether Tehran is going to come to the table given these developments, and whether it believes that the U.S. was in fact not involved and did not help coordinate this massive effort on the part of Israel.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel told the U.S. about its plan.